Good morning, it's time for the Cape State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's been some interesting weather, and with that, I'm going to let you get started.
Yeah, so today just wanted to talk a little bit about the wheat crop. Not that we have a whole lot of wheat in the district, but it's still a viable crop. We've got producers that use it in their rotation, so just thought we might touch on it a little bit today. If we looked back to last fall when we went to plant this crop, it was pretty warm and pretty dry. There was producers kind of dusting it in. There was might have been a few that waited until we got moisture, but we really didn't get that moisture until November. Luckily, we were warmer than normal in November so that that crop could come up. Has a chance to get established. But since January, not a whole lot of us have seen that wheat crop because we've spent a majority of that time with snow cover. And quite honestly, that might actually be in our favor. That snow cover is going to help protect that plant. And especially if we got a late planting or maybe it just came up late because we were so dry, that wheat, as we frost and then thaw, I mean, that heating and thawing process, as the freezing and thawing happens, we can see it get heaved out of the ground. Well, that snow cover is actually going to help protect that. It's also going to help protect it from the extreme cold that we had just a few weeks ago. So how much this winter has impacted that wheat, we're not going to know just yet. We're going to have to wait a little bit longer. But if I was taking a guess right now, I would say the wheat's probably going to be okay. Now, regardless of that, I did want to spend a little bit of time today talking about some management decisions for that wheat. We're going to talk a little bit about timing of some top dressing of nitrogen and then sources of nitrogen that could be used. So we top dress our wheat to try to get more nitrogen into the root zone to help with head development, which is going to then determine how many kernels that we get at the end of the year. But right now is that time to be thinking about putting that nitrogen out there when it dries up, as this week we've had plenty of rain. But we're going to have to be making that decision. And timing is really probably the most important factor in getting a good return on that investment. So just getting it out there, we don't want to be too late where we're not supporting that wheat crop, especially if it was limited in how much tillering got done last fall. Getting that nitrogen out there, allowing a little bit more spring tillering before it moves into the joining stage and continues to develop. A lot of our producers are already doing this. They're using split applications. Some of them might only be putting on half of their fertilizer in the fall or their nitrogen. That's going to limit how much loss they have because a lot of our soils are going to be very clay, allows some of that nitrogen to be tied up or to be lost. So split applications are great. There has been a little bit of research done that shows maybe three applications and is probably the best. So you can do some in the fall, a little bit more around green up, and then a little bit more around jointing, which would then help with that grain fill and stuff there. But the issue with dividing it into thirds, you've got more time going back over those fields. You've got also the weather plays a risk in that as well. What happens if we get too wet? Can we get any more nitrogen on that? And if we can't, we're sacrificing some yield potential. So it's got its pros and it's got its cons. Trying to find what fits for your operation is what I would tell you is the most beneficial. When it comes to source, it doesn't matter whether you use UAN liquid or dry urea. Both of those statistically in K-State studies have been very efficient or equally as efficient or good. So really not going to make a big difference there. One of the things I would say, if you're in a no-till situation, maybe putting on the dry urea would be better than putting on the liquid, unless you can dribble that liquid on, due to the fact that it's going to tie up some of that. That residue on top could catch some of that liquid and tie it up in that residue. So the dry urea being broadcast out there does have a better chance of getting down to the soil, which then gets it into the root zone for us. While we're, again, not in major wheat country, we also don't graze our wheat like the state to the south of us does. Oklahoma is notorious for grazing their wheat crop. But if you did graze some of your wheat this year, that's fine. Making sure that you get those cattle pulled before that first hollow stem is going to be important. But also remember that you're going to need to fertilize a little bit heavier to have the same production that you would on another field that didn't get grazed. So just remembering that is going to be fairly critical. The last thing I'll talk about in the terms of wheat is if you're driving by this spring and you start seeing yellow strips in some of your wheat, that doesn't necessarily mean nitrogen deficiency. It could still be a sulfur deficient. So maybe if we're going to top dress with some nitrogen, maybe it's a good idea to throw in 10 or 15 pounds of sulfur as well. As we get farther and farther away from the Clean Air Act, we're going to see more crops be deficient in sulfur and needing an application to reach those maximum yield potentials. With that, I guess I'm going to round out today. Just as a quick reminder, you might have already heard, but maybe you'd forgotten, and the Frontier Extension District is going to be hosting a brush control Cerisa lespidiza and Old World Bluestem meeting in Ottawa at the Commissioner's Chambers on March the 18th. We're going to start at 7 p.m. that night. We've got two speakers lined out to come talk to us that night. So again, just trying to get it out there and get it on your radar. If you guys are interested, there's no RSVP needed, but if you're interested, just put it on your calendar and make sure to be there. We'd love to have you. And with that, kind of as always, you guys can give me a phone call at 785-448-6826 if you have any questions.
As always, very interesting stuff when you guys come in here. I'm always learning something new. That's for sure. Well, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.